68, George Wallace got a significant amount of the votes. That pretty much demonstrated that at that point, racism was not, that those views were not considered outside the mainstream.
He's Milton Thompson. He is the local civil rights leader and the author of the great book, The Only One in the Room. This is Glenn Klein on WRJN's Community Conversation, and he is U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. Good morning, Senator.
Morning, Glenn. How you doing?
I have no complaints, sir, but thank you for caring enough to ask.
Absolutely.
How are you?
Beautiful day here in Wisconsin.
It is a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day for a big senatorial debate in Green Bay.
It is. I'm looking forward to it.
What have you been doing to prepare?
Well, just kind of basically out the differences between myself and Senator Feingold, and it's a pretty stark contrast. Senator Feingold, a 34-year career politician, didn't accomplish a whole lot. I know he got paid about $3 million by taxpayers, but doesn't have a whole lot to show for it versus myself during that same 34 years. I helped build and grow a successful Wisconsin manufacturer, a family company, providing hundreds of Wisconsinites good-paying career type of jobs, exporting product, not jobs, exporting product all over the world. And then in my very short period of time as a United States Senator, really achieved some pretty strong results, some real accomplishments. Chairman of the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs, by looking for areas of agreement to make government a little more efficient, effective, accountable, we passed 83 pieces of legislation to do that. 28 have been signed to law. And, of course, I think the big difference between Senator Feingold and myself is he's going to have a plan for just about anything to grow government. That's always going to be his solution. He's going to grow government, which means as government grows, government's going to demand more of Wisconsinites' hard-earned dollars, their hard-earned money, going to pick their pocket. I want to limit the growth of government, its influence, its control of your life, and I also want to make sure that you keep as much of your hard-earned money as possible. It's an enormous difference between myself and Senator Feingold, and I think that's the contrast you see tonight.
Do you do like a mock debate preparation?
Yeah, we've done a couple of those. Those are always important. It's you got to kind of practice under fire. So, those are actually pretty enjoyable, though.
Who's playing Russ Feingold?
We have a fellow, the same guy who played it in 2010, and he does a really good job.
Who is it?
Well, his name is Chris Moorman.
What prepares Chris Moorman to play Russ Feingold so well?
He's just been involved in the political realm. I think he's an attorney himself, so he knows. I'm not an attorney, so I'm not exactly the slickest, smoothest person when it comes to conveying ideas. And so I'm going to be up against a pretty smooth, pretty slick career politician and a lawyer. And so it's just nice to go off somebody who has that same slickness and smoothness, somebody that can bamboozle people pretty easily. So that's what I'll be up against tonight.
Well, we've been talking for about 2 minutes with Senator Ron Johnson, and I haven't mentioned Donald Trump once yet in 120 seconds. That might be a record. And
you just broke that record.
That's a very good point. I will not ask you to even attempt to defend what is happening on the top of your ticket. However, as the polls have tightened significantly between you and Senator Feingold, I think it might be to your benefit that Trump is imploding, because all over the country we're seeing incumbent Republican senators doing well in the polls, perhaps as a bulwark on a future Hillary Clinton presidency. What do you think?
Well, let's face it. I think a lot of people have misgivings on both candidates for president. And Secretary Clinton, she has got a record, of decades of corruption directly lying to the American public. So, people don't trust her. I think that probably the last person in America that thinks she's honest and trustworthy is my opponent, Senator Feingold. So, people have some grave misgivings. If they think Hillary Clinton's going to win the presidency, they're probably going to want a strong check and balance on somebody who's shown so much corruption in the past. As chairman of the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs, I'm the Senate Oversight Committee. I'd be in a pretty good position to hold whoever is president accountable, and that's exactly what I do. I've been very upfront. I support the areas of agreement with our nominee, growing the economy, strengthening our military, defeating ISIS, securing our border, appointing judges, not super legislators, to the Supreme Court. Some of the big things I agree, but where I've disagreed, I've been honest. So I'll be a very strong independent voice, an honest broker, holding whoever is president accountable.
How central will that point be in tonight's debate against Senator Feingold?
Well, what I'm hoping is that we can really concentrate on the things that really matter to Wisconsinites, which is growing the economy. You know, as chairman of Homeland Security, I can list all the problems, all the challenges, all the threats that face this nation. I could pretty well ruin your day here. But I continue to say the number one component of solution for all those problems is economic growth, and we're not even coming close to realizing the full potential of the American economy or the Wisconsin economy. And what we have to do is get government out of the way. We have to reduce the enormous regulatory burden, which has been estimated to cost about $14,800 per year per household, complying with federal regulations. And Glenn, I just got to ask Wisconsinites, would you rather have that $14,800 feeding a bloated, massive, inefficient, ineffective, dysfunctional, broken federal government bureaucracy?
Of course we would.
Or would you rather have that $14,800 in your paycheck feeding and providing for your family? I think the answer is pretty obvious. Senator Feingold wants to keep growing that bureaucracy. I want a limited size.
He's Senator Ron Johnson. This is Glenn Klein on WRJN's Community Conversation. He's getting ready for the big debate tonight in Green Bay. You mentioned, Senator, all the laws that were passed that you helped spearhead. Which one are you most proud of?
Well, we've got a couple of pretty significant ones. You know, in my committee, I established on the Homeland Security side three priorities: border security, cybersecurity, protecting our critical infrastructure, and combating Islamic terror. And we've also set up some subcommittees, regulatory reform and identifying duplicated programs, waste, fraud, and abuse. And so on cybersecurity, we passed the Federal Cybersecurity Enhancement Act, you know, which is languishing. We weren't getting those results until we got the majority. You know, worked with my ranking member, and so now we've stood up that security framework for all the federal agencies so we don't see additional hacks like we saw in OPM. Border Jobs for Veterans Act kills two birds with one stone. With one stone, helps veterans get jobs to help secure our border. And then the Federal Permitting Improvement Act is pretty important, too, to streamline the permitting of some of these large government infrastructure projects. So, again, those are just three of the 28 that have been signed into law. But also, even before that, you know, working with Senators Klobuchar and Cole and Franken to get the construction of the Stillwater Bridge begun and that's nearing completion, that'll have big economic impacts. Been a leader on trying to expand high-speed broadband.
Did you say Senator Franken?
Absolutely.
You actually worked with Al Franken, a liberal Democrat from Minnesota?
Within a couple months of my assuming office, traveling around the state, you know, I do that too, tirelessly, listening to people, but then I act. And so there's a real problem with the Stillwater Lift Bridge over there, and for about two decades, the replacement was just languishing. It needed a waiver, and so the four of us senators got that bill passed through the Senate, and the construction of that bridge has begun, and it's nearing completion. It'll be, you know, really have great impact for the western side of the state.
He's a pretty funny guy, Al Franken, isn't he?
He is. You know, he is. Glenn, just shows my bona fides from a standpoint. I'll work with anybody who's willing to work in good faith, will help me identify and define a problem, and then solve it. That's the only way you pass 83 bills is on a bipartisan basis, searching for areas of agreement that unify us as opposed to exploiting political differences. And that's probably the big difference between me and other politicians. I'm not a politician. I'm a business guy. I'm used to accomplishing something, succeeding, and I've taken that exact same level of accomplishment and desire to get things done to the United States Senate, and it's working.
Well, Senator Feingold could point to some things like that as well, like the famous McCain-Feingold finance reform law that has completely fallen apart. This is Glenn Klein on WRJN's Community Conversation. We're speaking with U.S. Senator Ron Johnson ahead of his big debate tonight. We also have in the studio Senator, civil rights leader locally here in Racine, Milton Thompson.
Yes, Senator, I appreciate your time and as a Republican, I hope that you do very well in tonight's debate. My question would be this. Let's say that Hillary Clinton becomes president. What do you see, what possibilities do you see in Republicans working with her to move the country forward?
Well, for my part, I'll do everything I can to work with her. I mean, I don't want to see that result. But, I mean, an example of that is right after President Obama won re-election. I didn't want to see that, but you know, he reached out, asked Lindsey Graham, you know, who are some senators he could work with to start addressing the debt and deficit. Lindsey Graham tapped me. I had dinner with the president, suggested he make his White House staff available to us. So I was one of eight Republican senators that worked for a number of months trying to find areas of agreement on reducing the debt and deficit. Now, unfortunately, those stocks those talks stalled because President Obama continued to insist on a $1 trillion tax increase, which would cause an awful lot of economic harm, do more harm than good. But again, I was willing to work with this president. I've continued to work with this president. I've worked with, for example, Secretary Jay Johnson. Hopefully get a border metrics bill passed. It's included right now in the National Defense Authorization Act. So, no, again, my record as chairman of the committee, you don't pass 83 pieces of legislation on an almost unanimous basis, have them work their way through the Senate, oftentimes with unanimous consent, without knowing how to get along with people. And so I've got a great staff, gets along with the other senators' staff, and I just figured out a way to get things done. There's a publication that said that I'm one of 34 members of Congress, not that many senators, a lot of House members, that have figured out a way to accomplish things, even in divided government. So regardless of who is president, I will hold the individual accountable, but I'll also do everything I can to work with whoever is president, because we have enormous challenges facing this nation. Guys, I've announced I'm not going to run for a third term. This is it. So folks in Wisconsin can rest assured that I'll never vote in my reelection. Mind, I never have, never will. And so I will not let perfect be the enemy of good. I'll be willing to work with the other side because we have to start addressing these very serious challenges.
Can I make a suggestion before the big debate tonight in Green Bay?
Sure.
You don't want to breathe heavily into your nose like 150 times during the course of the debate. You don't want to keep going.
Did I just do that in my mouthpiece here?
No, not at all. But the leader of your party did it and does it. I think it's a nervous tick for him all the time. Well, good luck tonight.
We'll probably have a different kind of mic system, hopefully.
Good luck tonight and safe travels. And you going to hang out in Green Bay for the Packers-Dallas game?
I actually have the day off, and I'm going to it with my son-in-law and my daughter. I'm really looking forward to that. Hope it'll be a fabulous victory.
Well, I think that there are two things that you and Senator Feingold can agree tonight on: a Packers win on Sunday and a Badgers win tomorrow night against Ohio State.
That will be a tough one. But we're certainly going to be keeping our fingers crossed.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time.
Have a great day. Bye.
Your radio friend is AM 1400 WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, a Magnum.media station.
Thank God it's Friday, Hour of Power, where we acknowledge that